This is Akashvani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the world is keenly looking towards the 21st century India. Addressing the NXT Conclave 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said, India is a country where positive news is constantly being created and it is not being manufactured as new things are happening every day. He added that the Mahakumbh, the confluence of unity, which concluded at Prayagraj, has surprised the whole world as to how crores of people took a holiday in a temporary city on the banks of the river. The Prime Minister said that he had put forth the vision of vocal for local and local for global to the nation, and today this vision is turning into reality. He said, now the Ayush products and yoga have become global from local. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that this year's union budget aims to make the agriculture sector more resilient and prosperous. Addressing a post-budget webinar on agriculture and rural prosperity today, Mr. Modi said that India's resolve to move towards the goal of a developed India is very clear. He said, we are working together towards building an India where farmers become prosperous and empowered. He said, considering agriculture as the first engine of development, the government has accorded farmers a place of pride. Mr. Modi said, we are moving together towards two major goals, which is the development of the agriculture sector and prosperity of villages. The Prime Minister said that the government has announced PM Dhan Dhanya Krishi Yojana in the union budget, under which focus will be on the development of 100 districts with the lowest agricultural productivity in the country. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today chaired a meeting in New Delhi to review the security situation in Manipur. Governor of Manipur Ajay Kumar Bhalla, Home Secretary Govind Mohan, Director of Intelligence Bureau Tapan Kumar Teka and other senior officials attended the meeting. This is the first such meeting after the imposition of the president's rule in the state last month. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has highlighted that the tax collected by the government from the public is much well managed today due to the efficient use of technology. She made these remarks while addressing the gathering at the 49th Civil Accounts Day celebrations in New Delhi today. Lauding the public financial management system, the finance minister emphasized that it continues to support the Digital India initiative of the government to ensure that government services are made available to citizens electronically. She said the system serves 60 crore beneficiaries with transparency. Talking about the central and the state schemes, Ms. Sitharaman said that this system manages 1,211 schemes, out of which 1,100 are under direct benefit transfer. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav visited Ahmedabad railway station and inspected the ongoing redevelopment work. Addressing the media, the minister shared that the station's design has been revised to incorporate heritage elements following public requests. Union Minister for Health, Family Welfare, Chemical and Fertilizers Jagat Prakash Nadda, along with Minister of State for Health, Family Welfare, Chemical and Fertilizers Anupriya Patel, to deflect off the chariot and 10 other vehicles of Pradhan Mantri Bharatiya Jan Aushadhi Pariyojana in New Delhi. The Jan Aushadhi Jan Chetna Saptah is being organized from today till the 7th of March. Relief and rescue operations continue in Mana village of Chamoli district in Uttarakhand following a severe avalanche. So far, 49 workers have been rescued safely while efforts are underway to locate the remaining six. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has stated that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky should apologize to President Trump for their heated exchange at the Oval Office. Rubio's remarks came after Zelensky's verbal clash with U.S. President Donald Trump and Vice President Vance at the White House last night. Speaking to media, Secretary Rubio said that there was no need for Zelensky to become antagonistic. He emphasized that Trump wants to end the conflict and bring the Russians to the negotiating table. In the ICC Champions Trophy cricket, England won the toss and opted to bat first against South Africa in the final leg match of Group B in Karachi. In the Women's Premier League cricket today, Delhi Capitals will face Royal Challengers Bengaluru at 7:30 p.m. at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. The centre has amended the passport rules, making birth certificates issued by appropriate authorities the only proof of date of birth for passport applicants born on or after 1st October 2023. an official notification has been issued effecting the amendment to the passport rules of 1980. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.